2008, the deficit was 3.2% of the gross domestic product. Today, it's 10%.
A $1.3 trillion deficit when the president came into office.
George Bush, he had a $1.5 trillion deficit when he left office.
Well, the deficit is much higher now. Those are the voices of Senator John Cornyn, Timothy Geithner, Treasury Secretary, and Senator Bob Menendez talking about the deficit, which is the 500-pound, or some might say $2 trillion gorilla behind the U.S. economy. Here to talk about it with us is the ranking Republican on the Senate Budget Committee, New Hampshire Senator Judd Gregg. Good morning, Senator Gregg.
Morning, John. How are you today?
Great. Give us a sense, because the deficit is famously abstract for most Americans, but give me some statistical sense of how the deficit slowly encroaches on, say, my reality. I heard, for instance, that it's not too long from now that our federal budget will basically only cover our interest on the deficit at the rate that it's growing.
Well, today, for every dollar that we spend, we borrow 41 cents of it from China or somewhere else. So if you're trying to fix a road or improve our school system or defend our country, we're borrowing that money. And the bill goes to our kids. And as a result, our kids' ability to have a better lifestyle is going to be sharply reduced because they're going to have to pay for all the debts that we're running up today. To try to put it in a little more perspective, we're now running about a 10% deficit annually. We haven't run that type of a deficit in this country as a percent of our GDP since the end of World War II, or since during World War II, actually. And our debt, the amount that we owe the world, is at 60% of GDP. We haven't had that type of debt level since the end of World War II. We've averaged about 35% of GDP. And if we wanted to get into the European Union, for example, they have rules as to what countries can do that are to get in that define fiscal responsibility. And they say you simply can't get into the European Union if your public debt exceeds 60% of your gross national product. Well, ours is at 60%, but it's headed towards 100%. And we're going to double the national debt in the next 5 years and triple it in the next 10 years, which essentially means we'll be like Greece. We'll be insolvent as a nation. We'll have more debt than we can possibly pay down. And people will start looking at our currency and saying it's really not worth what we claim it's worth. And they will start charging us outrageous amounts to borrow money from them. And all of that leads to one simple fact, that our kids will end up with a lower standard of living than we have. And that'll be the first time in the history of this country, really, that one generation has passed on to another generation a lower standard of living. But that's exactly what's going to happen. And it's not an over-the-horizon event any longer. You know, it used to be, well, it's out there, it may happen.
Right, right.
It's right. It's staring us in the face. Within the next 4 to 5 years, this country is going to have a fiscal meltdown. Because countries are going to stop buying our debt.
Well, let me push back just a little bit on the gloom and doom there. I mean, we do have two wars going on, and some of this was said at the end of World War II that the U.S. could not run these sustainable deficits, and the war ended, and the deficits came down. Afghanistan and Iraq will end.
A little different this time.
How different?
Because we had a lot of seed corn back then. We were the strongest nation, really the only nation in the world that survived World War II intact, industrialized nation. We went into a period of huge expansion as a nation, and we had not built up a debt beyond the war debt. Right now, what we have is a debt that massively exceeds the war debt. The war debt's about $1 trillion. We have a $13 trillion debt. Over the next 5 years, we're not going to be at war. And over the next year and 10 years, we're certainly not going to be at war. And yet our debt doubles in 5 years and triples in 10 years, driven in large part by an explosion in the size of the federal government. We're going from a government which has historically been 20% of GDP. That's what we spend on the federal government.
Right.
We're at 24% right now. We're headed towards 28%. Those types of numbers are not sustainable. And they're driven by a lot of different factors. Probably the primary one, there are two primary ones. This government that we're presently functioning under wants to grow the government and is doing so, the health care bill being the best example of that. And secondly, you have this baby boom generation, which is retiring and will take our number of retired people from 35 million to 70 million. And we have an entitlement society. And retired people who are retired are entitled to certain benefits. And when you double the number of retired people, you dramatically increase the amount of benefits you have to pay. And we certainly can't,
okay,
and we simply can't afford what,
Senator
what
Greg,
the obligation is.
Let me put to you a question that's been asked by a number of our listeners. They say that the time to worry about the deficit and our debt passed. In other words, the number of listeners has pointed out that after a period of economic prosperity and federal spending increased under the Bush administration at its fastest rate in 30 years, that that was the time when the country was flush to take care of our debt rating and our deficit. And now when the country is suffering, that's not the time to worry about that. We can take care of that later when we've recovered.
Well, first off, I don't know what statistics they're citing. Actually, discretionary spending, non-defense discretionary spending was essentially flat under the Bush administration. There was obviously a lot of spending on defense because
sure.
We were at war. We were attacked. But you can't say we should have taken care of it yesterday when the problem is in front of us. The problem is in front of us. We're going into a period where we're simply going to have so much, where we're running deficits at such a rate that we simply can't afford the debt that they're going to add to federal obligation.
Well,
if you look at what the budget is today, over the next 10 years, we're going to average, under the Obama budget, $1 trillion of deficit every year. That's not a sustainable situation.
All right, but to reduce that, I'm wondering why you didn't stay as the nominee for Secretary of Commerce, where you could have negotiated with China directly. It seems to me being on President Obama's Debt Reduction Commission is a chance for you to say these kinds of things, but not to have the impact.
Well, of course, China's not the issue. China's the one that's helping us out by borrowing, by buying our debt. Hopefully the Financial Commission will come up with a very substantive proposal, but it'll be a challenge. It's really the Congress's job to do it under the leadership of the President, and I'm hopeful the Financial Commission will put forward a proposal that Congress will accept. But as a practical matter, when push comes to shove, the bottom line is you got to stop spending money you don't have. It is a spending issue, and we've got to reduce our spending.
Keep the Bush tax cuts or get rid of them?
Oh, well, I think you got to keep them. Because it's a very practical matter, if you start to raise taxes in this climate, you're going to even further aggravate the economic activity and reduce your revenues to the federal government.
I don't think
you raise revenues when you raise revenues in the middle of a recession. I think you actually probably slow economic activity and thus slow your revenues.
Although the math is a little challenging there, but New Hampshire Senator Judd Gregg, ranking Republican on the Senate Budget Committee, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.